All right, we got a Circle 270 Media follow-up. Brett, our producer over there, making all things happen at the command station. Here's us talking about these questions all the time that we get, and this is a follow-up to the question I got from my client at 8 o'clock at night, is what I tell you privileged information, can I use it? And then we sort of use that as a springboard to talk about all sorts of other stuff. And we talked in that segment about Troy here got plastered last night.
Yep.
At Zeno's?
Zeno's, correct.
Sucked down 5 too many Jamesons.
Mm-hmm.
Neat, by the way, or how do you drink it?
Room temperature, no ice.
Neat, they call that, right?
Yeah.
I don't drink anymore, but I think they call that neat. Anyway, he gets all neat with Jameson last night and sideswipes 3 or 4 cars on the way home and calls me up and says, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Hey, I was leaving Zeno's responsibly and hit 5 cars.
I'm not saying I was drunk, but I hit 5 cars.
Yeah.
All right. And then instead of calling the cops on your behalf and saying, I got the guy who did this, he just wants to make it right and not get charged, the opposite happens. If I do that, you will get charged,
mm-hmm.
and they can do that. I call the prosecutor and I start to negotiate the case, and it all plays out from there. Anyway, check that segment out. The follow-up question is, what if my car, and this is like TV movie type stuff.
Yeah.
What if my car is one of the cars that got hit?
I feel like your customer service voice is going to change drastically on the phone. And
you son of a, you're the one?
Yes.
Yeah. The answer to this question is, I'm going to think it through on the fly here.
Mm-hmm.
If I had that call, if you called me and my car is the one that got hit, now I have this weird problem. Clearly, I have a conflict of interest because I'm the victim of your crime. But I only learned about it because of my professional capacity as a lawyer. And it may be the case. I didn't even know my car was hit yet. You're calling mm-hmm. right after it happened. I walk out the next morning to grab my Sunday paper, and I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
This is the guy who hit my car. I would probably charge you triple. Take the case. No, I can't do that. I would have to decline the case. I would have to say, look, I have a conflict of interest. I can't represent you. And I know what I would do personally. I would do 2 things. One, my initial reaction is I would not tell anybody what I learned during the course and scope of that telephone communication I had with you. And 2, I would call my ethics lawyer and say, what the heck do I do with this monster mess? And he would probably say, you're correct. Don't divulge any of that communication. Sucks for you. Call your insurance company and, you know, put on the other hat. I don't know. We're going to interview my ethics guy and we're going to get him in. We'll get him on Zoom or something so he can help us parse through these crazy questions.
We're in the beginning of writing a Netflix movie right now. That's the storyline of it.
Well, it reminded me of the movie. There's a Clint Eastwood directed movie. And I think his son, I looked it up here, his son was the star of the movie. Nicholas Holt, a legal thriller directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Nicholas Holt as a juror. I thought that was his son. Maybe I'm wrong. It's called Juror Number 2. And what happens is he's in a hit skip where somebody dies. He's driving home from a bar and he's maybe had too much to drink or maybe not. I don't know. And hits a guy, and the guy goes over the bridge, and they later find this guy, and somebody else gets accused of the crime.
Mm.
Lo and behold, you know what happens. Juror number 2 is the guy who hit the guy, and he knows that the guy, the defendant, is
innocent.
Is innocent. That's a hell of a dilemma. I'm not going to say all of them. Go watch the movie. It's worth watching. Yeah, not it's not going to win any Oscars, but it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of highlights those kind of problems. And there's other movies that are similar where lawyers get placed in these absurd conflict situations where there's no good way out. The real world's a little different. It hardly ever happens that way. But if it happened to me, now you know what I would do. Great question from Brett over there at Circle 270 Media. Our producer could be yours, by the way, if you want a podcast, check us out. LawyerTalkPodcast.com. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.